This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by... I'll do that in the next one. But anyway, I had a question, and I've been having these questions about this. You know, for me, 3D printing is conceptual. But for gun makers out there, this is where with the manufacturer... You look at them, and I'd like to know what their opinion is. Now, probably the best rifle manufacturer I've ever been involved with is embodied in my next guest, because coming up to us once again from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope. You and Spikes have never shied away from a political sort of conundrum that might present itself with you. I mean, you meet them all head on, and you're not shy about it at all. What, as a manufacturer, what do you think about this whole thing with a 3D printed gun?
The ghost guns.
Well, I mean, ghost guns could be any sort of gun made. I mean, Jim Fuller, does he technically make ghost guns when you go do a Jim Fuller?
I mean, technically, yeah. Until you get a variance and do the markings and that kind of thing. But as far as just the 3D printed guns without, you know, I mean, obviously that's a ghost gun as well. But
right.
I'm kind of tired of the whole ghost gun, ridiculousness. It's not actually a big deal. It's no different than buying a gun from another person or something like that. It's kind of silly, and typically you're not going to get a quality product.
Well, that was my thought. You know, I've never been to one of these gun classes. I've been invited a couple times to go to like the Jim Fuller AK build class.
Uh huh.
And I would much rather have a gun built by Jim Fuller than by me.
Absolutely.
I look at the AR-15, and I look at the Joker rifle that I got from you.
Uh-huh.
Now, Spikes Tactical sells all the parts anybody could ever need to build an entire gun, don't they? From back to front, barrel, upper, lower, every screw, every spring, you guys sell it.
Yes, sir.
And I'm almost certain that I could buy every part that I need to build one from you. And at the end of the day, the gun that I build is not going to be nearly as good as the gun you built.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have experienced armorers that know all the tolerances and all the spacing and everything that needs to be done. And I mean, guns are a lot like, you know, people. There are little idiosyncrasies that every gun has, and sometimes, you know, you put something together and there's a little raised area over here or something like that that you've got to tend to, or
right.
You've got optional measurements for different parts and you have to know where to put that different part, and there's a lot that goes into it. Now, in terms of the AR-15 versus other platforms, yes, it is a Lego kit. It's a tinker toy. It's actually, if you have a basic working knowledge of mechanics, it makes sense. And with that, you can build your own.
Right.
But I mean, I can also, I could also cut my own hair, and it would, it would probably be somewhat presentable, but it's not going to be as good if it, as if I go to a, you know, a famous hair cutter person. My wife is going to actually murder me because I,
is your wife a stylist?
Hairstylist.
Yes, yes. Well, you wear a lot of hats, though, Kip. I mean, you could probably get by with cutting your own hair. So, I mean,
I do.
That's at least one thing you got going
for you. I'm losing it.
Listen, dude, just go ahead and shave it off, okay? When women look at a bald guy, they're like looking at him going, you know, that dude doesn't have any issues at all with self-confidence. And then you become more attractive. Whoa.
Oh, I don't even know if I could handle being more attractive.
Well, I don't know. I we've never gotten into your history prior. You're married now, right?
I am.
Right. We've never talked about your history prior to your marriage and everything. And I mean, Kit has a, I'm sure, you know, with some of the things I know about you, somebody found you attractive, dude. That, yeah, yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Yes. Professional athletes get the girls.
Yeah. That's why you do most anything anyway.
I don't know. The radio business doesn't typically, you know, you're like in a room by yourself.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. My dad was a DJ for a lot of years.
That's a different thing altogether. That's
his home job. But I remember, you know, like there would be girls that called in all the time, you know, hey, your voice is sexy and that kind of thing. It was a crazy how much attention he got for nobody knowing what he looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's that whole Play Misty for Me thing. I don't know if you've ever seen that flick, but I mean, it's a thing. It can be a thing.
So, it is a thing. There is an ask for every seat.
Indeed.
Oh, sorry. There's a rump, rear end.
That one is actually, that one's allowable.
Okay,
I just try. I try not to go into it because I'm afraid of the cascade I'm going to start with myself if I do that. So.
Once I open the door.
Now, I'm going to set this up. The Defense Distributed website has plans for just virtually every kind of gun out there, including the AR-15. And
Is that $1,500 machine?
No, the $1,500 machine is the Ghost Gunner.
Okay.
That's the one that will actually CNC out your it has the template in place, and you're not going to ruin your lower. Yeah, you're not going to ruin your lower.
Exactly.
Which I don't even know why that would be a thing to have, but at the same time, you can only use it once legally, right? Unless you're building every gun that you own, every AR-15 that you own.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not selling them.
Right. Or doing it for them.
Yeah, or doing it for somebody else. Yeah, that's also illegal.
So that machine, I know Cody. I've had Cody on the show before. I've tried to get him to send me one of those before, but then while I was in the middle of talking about it, I just decided I don't really want it because it's a one trick pony. But that's all beside the
point. And here's the other issue.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to hide. I'm not trying to hide from anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if it ends up where there's a problem because somebody knows that I have guns, I've got way bigger issues.
Yeah, indeed.
If somebody gives a crap that I have guns, then I probably have some other problems to deal with.
There you go. You hold on for me. Spikes Tactical. Mm-hmm. This is a company that prides themselves in making something that is peerless. And then when they actually put their mind to it, and with every gun that they stick out there, when it goes out, it is peerless. And the same kind of quality that goes in their very high end goes in their entry level. Check them out at spikestactical.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Just so you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Boyd's Gun Stocks, ergonomics developed and perfected for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My guest this hour from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope. Did you notice, Kit, that there's going to be an Antifa rally in Portland on the 4th of this month?
I do.
And they're talking about taking guns with them.
Yeah. Man. Could it be here? Could it be now? Could the time have come? I don't think so.
I don't either. But the difference they don't understand. Well, they don't understand what I'm making this reference because Kit and Lincoln came out. Lincoln Osiris at Pipefitters Union came out with the Not Today Antifa ad campaign, and everybody hated that.
Everybody that
sympathizes with Antifa.
That dislikes the realism of it.
Which is pretty realistic because four of the type of people of the Cope Osiris types are out there facing what looks like about 20 of the Antifa types. And they still outnumber the Antifa. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
They just don't know it. I mean, when you've got somebody like Lincoln.
Fire team.
Yeah, I mean, when you got somebody like Lincoln on your side, with Lincoln is sort of like a one-man wrecking crew if you give him the right amount of equipment. And then there's you. Yeah, there's you that, you're like giving him a break if you shoot at him, if you get too close to him, and now you're going to be cruel. They don't understand that level of hyperviolence that is capable of being turned on and off from a people basically. I mean, would you call yourself a peaceful person?
Absolutely. I would much rather peace and happiness and joy and everybody holds hands.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that you are able to control your capacity is the part that makes you, you, Lincoln, everybody like you, so dangerous. I was like that one time a long time ago, too, but I still think that way.
As long as it's in there, as long as that's what controls your... your thought processes, you're still there.
Do you think we're going to see anything out of this?
When I first saw it, somebody sent it to me on the Facebook, because that's how Antifa communicates with each other. Like, that's their network.
Yeah, nobody's watching them.
Right. And somebody sent it to me, and I thought at first, oh, man, they're not going to do anything. They're going to go down there just like always, and try to act tough. And then, Proud Boys will show up and hand everybody their, push everybody's face in. And then, that's going to be it. Here we go. And then we'll get a bunch of stories from it, about how middle-aged white men are evil and attacking people on the street. And then I thought, I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I consider myself an awoken person. Disillusioned, I guess you could say.
Realistic.
Just realistic. And I see that this Antifa rally has a little bit more, I'm going to say marketing advertisement, which automatically kind of sends my brain to, okay, well, there are probably people with a little bit of juice that are planning something, some sort of incident that they can cry about. Call it a not necessarily a false flag incident, but more of a setup, if you will.
Well, I always thought Charlottesville was a setup. I always thought that was leftist on leftist because nobody got. I mean, that was a little
interesting
for me because you had a leftist organizing the right wingers. Okay,
fairly opaque that one was.
So, and that's the closest we've come to it. They were looking for a fight. They needed a fight, I guess. Now, in Portland, though, the problem with Portland is recently they've been besieging ICE. I don't know how. At some point, the feds are going to have to roll in on these guys, and I sincerely hope that, you know, once law enforcement has to go in there, that they sort of look at that and say, you know, this was completely unforced, and we're going to come to you, and we're going to stop you.
Yeah.
Of course, nothing like that is going to happen in Apopka, Florida, is it?
No, no. I think we're pretty safe. I think we're pretty safe over here. Somebody asked me that the other day. My Jeep got broken into in my neighborhood.
Right.
You know, just got ransacked in the middle of the night. And so the idiots that did it didn't turn off my iPad. And so I tracked my iPad right to their house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually had to get to work, though, for our weekly meeting. And so I went by the house. I took a couple pictures. I did some surveillance. And then I came to work. Well, my wife talked me into calling the police whilst I was at work, which let the air out of my balloon a little bit. But, you know, I would much rather have my stuff back at my home as opposed to behind bars. So we called the sheriff's department and they came out and they got my stuff for me. And it was, you know, it was kind of a really clean deal. And then the sheriff, female sheriff, she was awesome. And she was explaining to me, since I'm new to Florida, where the good and bad neighborhoods are. And she asked me where I worked, and I said, I work in Apopka. And she said, well, Apopka's a pretty rough place. You know, there's some areas over there that are kind of rough, a lot of drugs over there.
Let me get you to hold on Apopka's rough, because we're coming up on the break. SpikesTactical.com. This is where you can begin the journey to having the finest AR-15 you've ever had built for you. Check them out at SpikesTactical.com. My guess is Kit Cope will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding a Make America Great Again rally in Pennsylvania. The president talked about his success he had at NATO.
NATO has been ripping us. We've been defending Europe, and they're not paying their bills. So I went in, and I said, folks, you got to pay up. You're delinquent. They'll be paying $200 billion. It took me 1 hour, but it was a rough hour. The head of NATO, Secretary General Stoltenberg, said to the press, they don't report it. They only make up stories.
Day three of the Paul Manafort trial wrapped up today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 7 points to close the day at 25,326. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
I am talking to Kit Cope.
Yes,
from
sir.
Spikes Tactical.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. This is where they've spent all the time, all the research and development, everything else that goes along with this. They developed art, ergonomic art. You don't have to adapt to the gun. The gun stock adapts to you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. When we last left off, Mr. Cope wanted to go to somewhere, somebody's house, and bust his hands up on their face because they stole his iPad. And you ended up not doing it. And you were told that Apopka, which is where Spikes is,
yeah.
You know, you were told that...
it's a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs over there, a lot of bad guys over there. And I said, I might be all right. I work at Spikes Tactical. And she said, "Oh yeah, okay. Well, in that case, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're fine." And then she actually said that she has that she's signed a petition a number of times in her department to have them switch their ARs to Spike Tactical.
Right.
And I guess they've got some. Some really old, cheap, I think, like the old, like the first M&Ps, I think is what they're working with.
Wow.
And so she said that the department just doesn't want to fork up the cash to give them reliable weapons.
Isn't that sort of, one of the reasons that I'm not in law enforcement is because I don't think with somebody in law enforcement, when they go out on the job, I don't think they should have to make do. And these guys have to make do. I've read about the Border Patrol where they're so short on AR-15s that some guys have to share. And how does that work when you're on the border? How's that working? So I'm not really interested in that as far as
the cartel doesn't share.
No,
they've got all the toys.
Yeah, they do. Now, one thing I have noticed because ever since I talked to you about my YouTube channel, I've been looking at the Spikes YouTube channel. And the other day I watched from start to finish when you and Mrs. Pipe Hitters Union go out and start blowing stuff up.
Yes, with Spikamite.
Yes, Spikamite. We'll get into Spikamite in a minute. You, it's sort of like you guys are just having a whole lot of fun with the product. You know, a lot of these gun companies take themselves really, really seriously. And I don't know if it's because they think that what they're making is just so superb and everything. But when I look at the Spikes tactical weapon, right, and then I look at the fact that you guys are having, you're a little more approachable, shall I say, having fun loose, having fun and loose and everything else. Do you catch any static from other industry players for the approach you have? I mean, I've seen that Noveski does sort of the same thing up there on a little lesser scale than you do, but, you know.
Yeah, there's a funny story behind that.
Okay, tell me about it.
I don't know that we so much catch flack from others, but, more just like the, I can't believe you guys did that, or I can't believe you guys said that. But the funny part about Noveski is the CEO of Noveski, who was formerly the marketing director, same position that I have at Spikes. We worked together for Ken Block and DC Shoes. So we came from the same background.
So now, is the guy from Noveski, did he come from STI?
No, he came from Silencer Co.
Okay. I thought at one point the guy from Noveski had come from STI. Or maybe he did. Maybe they've changed again. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe that was the last guy.
So.
But, so we've got the same kind of, fun. Just a fun style. Because now, there's so much turmoil and tumult all the time.
Right.
People don't want to have to be badass or, you know, tough all the time. Like, people like to laugh. People like to be entertained.
Well, I mean, one of the things that sort of bugs me about your YouTube channel is you should be getting a lot more views that you've got. Because, I mean, your videos are fun.
Yeah.
Your videos are fun.
I'm pretty sure that we're experiencing one of those shadow bans.
I don't know. And I have subscribed to it, and every time, you know, you're popping up in my feed now, and I'm getting like a list of your most popular uploads.
Okay. All right. Good.
Because the first thing I thought was, yes, you are getting a shadow ban, but like. I did find one thing out from, and this would be something for you to look at because I'm sure you need to be concerned with this. With YouTube, as long as you're not out there doing bump stocks, suppressors, or how-tos on assembling the gun, they're not going to mess with you.
Oh, suppressors is on the chopping block?
Yep. Well, suppressors, some of these other guys that, you know, they've been doing YouTube for 8 years and they have 2,000 videos up and everything. They've been complaining about suppressors is something that I heard out on the grapevine. The actual two big things are bump stocks because of you know why. And, right. And how to.
Manufacturing, yeah.
Putting togethers, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, your video where you and Mrs. Pipe Hitters Union go out and shoot, that's just you guys going out and shooting and having fun. I thought that was an ingenious video.
I thought so as well. But it hasn't actually, and that was a 1,000-pound explosion. That's just that enough should have carried that video, but for some reason it just didn't get any traction.
I'm gonna go back and put that on my social media and see if we can't get some views on that one. The thing about whoever shot that video, my hat is off to him. Whoever your camera guy is, my hat is off because that shot that has the side of the lake where you see the debris hitting the lake and burying as it spreads out over the
right,
lake. It's just
epic. So cool. When you first see it, you don't really realize what it is. You're like, what's going on with, oh, wow, that's the fallout.
Did you guys really blow up a truck?
No.
was that supposed to be your truck?
Yeah. No, that was just for the storyline. We blew up four 55-gallon drums of spikomite.
Spikomite, I believe. Now, is that your version of Tannerite? Am I safe in calling
that? Yeah. So that's basically, it's almost, you could call it like Tannerite Gen 2.
Okay.
We partnered with US Chemical Supply.
Yeah.
Because he actually figured out a new recipe. And for his recipe, we're getting the same out of a little over an ounce, about an ounce and a half, as a pound of Tannerite.
Wow.
Yeah, it just goes way more boom, way bigger.
There you go. We're coming up on the last break. Spike's Tactical is, they are premier when it comes to AR-15s. They come in at a price point below their peers. And I put their peers in the LaRue Knights Armament type range. So for all of you out there that are looking, this is the place to go. This is the place to go because you are not going to find a finer one anywhere else. SpikesTactical.com. My guest is Kit Cope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. This is where all of the R&D, all of the testing, all of the different people picking up the pieces of wood, all of those molds, all of those attempts, all of that firewood that they made out of it. Now all you have is the end product, the perfected ergonomic excellence. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying, you know, the other day I was supposed to go to the shoot house. I told you about the shoot house, and you know, I actually pushed you along. Give me that optic so I go to the shoot house. And then I get ready to go to the shoot house, and I get there, and there's like, they're like, oh, you can't shoot guns here today, but you can't shoot rifles here today because we've got people here. I was very upset.
You can only shoot rifles if they're people-less. They're unmanned.
That may be it. I don't know. Just out of curiosity, do you find as a shooter, you're still in that window. When I came off of kickboxing, I went straight into the military, and do you find as a shooter that your martial arts background makes you better because of the way you can control your breathing?
That would be one facet, but absolutely. I think that there are a number of things that I've got from martial arts that helps me as a shooter. Footwork. I don't think that there's enough emphasis put on footwork.
Right.
When that's your base, that's everything starts from there. And, you know, footwork is a big thing, a big deal in Thai boxing. And man, if it's not just as big of a deal in shooting, I find all the time that, a reason that somebody's not in a good position at the right time or something like that is usually because of footwork. JJ Rikaza, he's really big on footwork. That guy can shoot. But reaction time is a big one. And being able to control myself, the biggest part of that being, like you said, to control my breathing in a time of, you know, excitement.
Right. Okay. The reason I'm asking that is I have watched slow motion of you shoot in the one where I asked you if you knew Aaron Lewis.
Uh-huh.
And it just seems like, on the one hand, you have a very high degree of control over the weapon. On the other hand, you look completely relaxed doing it. And I don't know how far back you know, I don't know where your martial arts takes off and the gun handling comes into you, or if you've done it all of your life. I mean, where does that come from? Are you a late bloomer? What's the deal?
I started shooting when I was... the first photograph that we found, I was 4.
Okay.
So I was 4 shooting a Mini 14. And then I started martial arts. Oh, man. I was probably 8 or something, somewhere around there. And then got into it heavily, you know, as like in terms of making it a career when I was around 16.
Your first discipline was Muay Thai?
My first discipline was Kenpo. Or actually, you know what? The very first one that I did was Taekwondo, because every kid does Taekwondo like at the YMCA or something when they're a kid.
Course. Yeah.
And then I did Kenpo for a little while, you know, like when I was a preteen. And then I found wrestling. And wrestling was more combative. Like you actually got to, you know, really, you know, engage as opposed to like point fighting. And
right.
So I kind of left martial arts behind a little bit and went, you know, focused on wrestling. And then I found Muay Thai when I was 15, and then it was all over, because now I could do martial arts with the, you know, the actual head-to-head combat, you know, of wrestling. So it was like a win-win for me.
When you say Kenpo, are you talking about the Ed Parker, Jeff Speakman type?
The Ed
Kenpo?
Parker, yes. I learned from an Ed Parker student.
So you and Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have right. My background goes a long way back. How old are you?
41.
Okay, so I got into the martial arts in 1972. That's when I started. I started pre-professional karate association.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The Mike Anderson thing with Wallace and Jeff Smith and Joe Lewis and Elias Duaneus and all those guys. So, yeah, that's how far back I went into.
And,
so.
Of course, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Well, yeah, you know, back then his hair was its natural color, I think. He was still pretty viable back then. I wasn't at that particular fight, and I had been in some things where he was there, right? But, I mean, he was sort of hard to get to after Return of the Dragon came out.
Right.
And he's talking about Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Although Chuck Norris is now a conservative writer. He writes for Town Hall and Ammo Land sometimes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I knew I always liked that guy. And he was a PKA champion.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. He was the first one, and it was back in the day when it was him and Joe Lewis and Mike Stone, if you remember Mike Stone.
Yep.
Who Mike stole Elvis' wife. He stole Priscilla Presley, so... from Elvis, so yeah,
you gotta be a bad dude.
Yes,
gotta be a bad dude to be able to steal from Elvis.
Yeah, well, he did it, and he lived to tell about it too. So,
I was actually thinking. Firstly, thank you very much. I see that as a compliment to my shooting. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I was thinking of. Right before we got off the air, before the last break, when you're talking about the wonderful delightfulness of Spikes rifles, and it occurred to me that one of the things when you're you know explaining what Spikes Tactical is to other people, and you want to go beyond, well, it's an AR-15 manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
There are only a few companies, and this is a this isn't my opinion. This is kind of like in the industry, this is kind of a known thing. There are just a couple manufacturers that put out a rifle that you can take out of the box and go to war with.
That I would agree with. I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And we're in that small group of manufacturers.
Well, as I recall, the one I got came with pop-up sights on it, ready to go. So I didn't need to wait on the optic. I had, and you know what? Sometimes when I was in the Army, back in the 80s, we didn't have plate carriers and we didn't have optics.
Right.
As a matter of fact, at my first duty station, they were still issuing the bucket helmets, you know, the steel with the liner.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have the Kevlar yet.
Wow. You had steel.
Yeah.
Nickel-plated steel. Wow. So, not only really heavy, but almost worthless.
Pretty worthless. And yeah. we rode around in M113s, which we referred to as the coffins.
Wow.
So that's how far back I go, young fella. Anyway.
Back far enough to have the cool stories.
There you go. Yeah. But I'm going to leave that last word with what you said, Spikes Tactical, the only gun you can take out of the box that is ready to go to war. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me again.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. In a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.